So it can't be the two graves are sticking out inside the chotzer itself. So therefore we have the kasha, what does Reb Shimon mean in the Mishnah, the 13th, the last two, where they stick in the right and the left side? Gemara says, Amar Rab Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, the Yoved lay kemin nagar. It made it like a nagar, like a peg. I mean, maybe these two graves were like straight down. In other words, you buried the mace, and I'm just like standing up. From the source, these last two graves were not like inside the cave, in the wall of the caves, lengthwise, like normal. A mace should be laying, but maybe instead you made it straight down. So exactly at the Pesach, when you're inside the Mora, straight down, like vertical, that's the way the mace was buried. Maybe that's what it meant. So he says, the Yovid like Yumin Nagir, he meant it like a peg, like standing up, like Rashbam says, Manol Shel Pesach, like the manol, the door, the lock of the door. Zok, if it's standing up, Sheyurid Melmanol Amat, it goes upwards, downwards. So he says, Kein Osa Shnei Kuchin, maybe that's the way they did these two Kuchin also. Right at the entrance, inside the Mara. So therefore, the Chotzer itself, Tak, would be Torah. But these extra two graves were inside the cave, but just straight down. So Gemara says, that's not Mestavra. For the Gemara of Omer, Rabbi Yochanan said, you should know, Kivrois Chamorim Izu. To bury somebody like that, that's the way you bury a donkey. If you want to bury a donkey, a chamor, you can bury standing straight up, down. Straight down. A mensch, a human being, right. You bury the way we bury, you bury him lying. He has to be shachav, lying flat. You can't tell me that when you come into the cave, you're going to make a hole straight down. When you have the mace, you'll stand him up, lift him down, straight down, and let him lay there, let him stay there standing. That you can't do. That's not for a man, that's for a donkey. That's the way you bury donkeys. So that's not Mestavra, that's not what Rav Shimon meant in the Mishnah, to say that the extra two graves were like straight down inside the cave. So the Gemara said like this. So the Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan Shita, yes, which one said this? Yeah. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't say the graves were straight down. So Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Yovad lay the Karen Zavis. What has to be made in the corner? He made it in the corner. So in the corner, what it means is, some say, let's say, on this first picture of Rashbam on the left side, the corner is not at the side of the entrance to the chutzar, but just the opposite side of the entrance to the chutzar, like in the cave itself. So in the cave itself, we say that on the two sides of the walls, you had four. At the opposite wall of the cave, you have three. Now in the corner of those two opposite sides, you have another one and two sticking out. That's where those two were sticking out. Like this first picture on the left side of the Rashbam. On the top of it, sticking out all the way on the right and all the way on the left. Maybe that's where the extra two caves were sticking out. So true. By the chotzer itself, underneath the chotzer, there were no mesim at all. Therefore, it's good to have standing in the chotzer taker is tor. That it says he had an extra two graves in the walls of the cave, meant in the two corners, the Karen Zavis. That's where they put the two extra ones. So for the Gemara, that can't be. Nagi kuchen ladadi. If so, there won't be enough room for the graves itself. Like they're going to knock into one another. These holes in the cave. Like the hole in the cave, obviously, it has to be, obviously, one armor wide, it has to be. And there has to be an armor in between them. Like we're saying now, we're going now that this is 8 amis long, and you only have 4 there. So obviously, you have to have space in between one cave and another cave. So how could you tell me now on the right and left side, straight above, in the two corners, you can put another two caves, they're going to knock into one another? There's no place to fit them there. For the Gemara of Hanagi Kuchen Ladadi, the Kuchen, these holes for the grave, will be knocking into one another. So Ravashi says, B'mamik. But they were talking about that you make it deeper. In other words, in the cave itself, where you're putting the mason in the wall, so the pshat is one level, and then in the corner there, make it a higher level, or make it a lower level. The kids, so they won't bump into one another. They'll be like on different levels of the wall. There'll be 4 tak on one level of the wall, and then 3 the same level, just in the two corners, where you're putting another 2 mason, there'll be a lower level. So therefore, they won't knock in to the top mason. Maybe that's the pshat. But you make it a little bit deeper, a little bit lower level.
The Gemara says, because the loy temach, you're not going to say like this, Arba Morris, the Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah, again, that what's a kever? When you want to buy a kever, what does it include? It includes, first of all, a chotzer, a piece of property on top, 6 amas by 6 amas, and then on all 4 sides of it, you could have a cave that each one has either 8 or 13. That's what he says. But on all 4 sides of the chotzer, you could have these caves with the graves growing in, like the second picture of the Rashbam, Amar Aleph. Like on the Kuf Aleph, Amar Aleph, the second picture of the Rashbam here. He holds, you have this chotzer here in the middle, and on all 4 sides of it, you could have caves. That's what Rav Shimon says. The question is, if you're not going to tell me, look at this picture here on the right side. If you're not going to tell me now that one grave has a higher level and one grave has a lower level, so they have to knock into one another. Or look at the picture itself. Like in each picture at the corner, at the beginning of the morrow, at the top morrow, and these two morrows, you see right away the graves knock into one another. The top and bottom knock into one another. So how does it work there? How could you have 4 caves? Opening up into one chotzer is so they crisscross there. Mamash, the 2 caves knock into one another. How the answer of Shimon? Elamai, what has to be the answer? There are different levels in the grave. One's a higher one, one's a lower one. It's the same thing here, that's what he meant also.
As the Gemara says, D'iloy tem, look, I'm say like this, Arba moros to Rabbi Shimon, hechi yahadi d'echi yavad lehu, hokonagi kuchen ladodi, the graves are going to knock into one another. Ella b'mamek, it has to be you made one deeper than the other one. So therefore, they're not going to knock in. One will not knock into the other one. So I'll tell you, Hochinami also, when we say there are 13 places to put 13 mason there, the extra 2 is taker in the corners straight above. Either knock into the other ones. No, b'mamek, we're talking about there are different levels in the grave, in the cave, therefore they're not going to knock into one another. That's how you have to answer according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Huna bread Rabbi Yeshua Omar Arba Ma'oris to Rabbi Shimon. The Ovalu, maybe no. That I ask me a question according to Rabbi Shimon that you say you could have 4 caves on the 4 sides of this chotzer. So how come the graves don't knock into one another? Yadakasha. So have another answer. The Ovalu ki charusa. They made it like the leaves of a palm tree. In other words, like this last picture on the Rashbam on the left side, it's a little bit slanty. There's like a palm tree, the trees, the leaves grow slanty. So that's how you made it. And each morrow, it was slanty. It wasn't directly straight in. It was a little bit on a slant. It was like slanty. So since it went into the wall, not straight into the wall, but a little bit slanty into the wall, therefore they won't knock into one another. And again, looking at this picture here again on this first page, so when you see here now that they knock into one another, like, you know, the right mamash the corners here, and the inside corners, they knock into one another, he'll say they're going diagonally a little bit. So therefore, they don't knock into one another. If they're going straight, so you see them knocking into one another. But he holds they weren't going straight, they're going a little bit diagonally. But since they're going diagonally, therefore, they don't knock into one another. Samara says that's not a good answer. Samara says, "Vihod the Rav Huna bread Rabbi Yeshua Perusi." You should know this answer is a wrong answer. Perusi means it's wrong. We can't accept this answer, even though we made the alachson. This would not be a good answer.
Why not?
Why isn't the alachson a good answer? Why can't it be slanty like? Because it's like this, even if it would be slanty, still they should knock into one another. Why? Michti, let's see. We know the klal is, kol amto v'ribua. Any amma that you have square, amto utrei chumsha pelachsuna. You have it 2/5 more is the diagonal. Like any square that's 1 by 1, so you should know the diagonal of it is 1 2/5. So therefore, kame hevilu, even if here we're saying now each kuch was, can I have a little? Chat, sorry, it should be 11, v'chumsha, 11 and a fifth. That's all.
The Rashbam says here, what Kamevlu Hakaka Shakosle Shte Amarish, right? Shrem Yotzen Cheskuchen Chesamis Achesamis. Because we have 8 amas by 8 amas Meruba. So you have 8 by 8. So if so, what's the diagonal between that? The diagonal between it comes out to be 11. It's 8, you know, you have to add on 2/5, 8 times 2/5. So it comes out to be 11 and a fifth. So now, kuch and kamehevi, how much was each kuch? How much was each grave itself? How much was each one? Kuch and kamehevi, timno, it was 8. So timno v'chad tzori v'chumsha heichim eshkachas lo. How could you have 8 graves going in just to 11 and a fifth? It still wouldn't fit in. So kids, even though the caves with the graves went in diagonally, you should know still they would not fit in. That you can't have 13, you would not have eight graves fitting in. They would still mix in. They would still bump into one another. Therefore, the Gemara says, answer the Elohod, Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Perusi, stack it wrong. That's not a good answer. The answer is better the way we said before. In order the way the graves inside the walls of the cave would not knock into one another, you have to say they're on different levels. One was a higher level than the other level. But just to say it went diagonally, it still would not come out geometrically, it would not come out that they should not bump into one another. Another answer, if you want to answer, maybe no, maybe he was right what he said. Maybe Rav Huna said a good teretz, but he meant was like this. He said a different case, you know what we're talking about? Where you're burying nephilim, miscarriages. You're burying a nephil. So in other words, a nephil is a very small thing. Then you could fit them in diagonally, not bumping into one another. So I'll tell you, Hochinam here also, benefili. That we say, according to Rabbi Shimon, you could have 4 caves opening up on the 4 sides of the chotzer, and the graves then were dug in the wall inside the cave, and they won't knock into one another, they were done slanty. Aye, how does it stim? Because talking about very small ones, they were burying nephils, miscarriages, therefore it's a very small small area, they don't bump into one another. So that's where we could answer it. Tanan Hosim, we learned over there. Learned Aloha. There's a Mishnah in Oilus, or it's a Gemara brought down in Nazir. Ha Moitzi Meis Mushkov Kedakri. If you find a dead person lying down in the ground, you found the mace, found them buried there. So Aloha is, you found the mace buried in your ground, so Noitloi V'yes Tav Sosai. We have to be afraid that you, in other words, it's tummy. Another can't walk there. So you want to make this place tor. So far, we didn't know it's a basic forest. We just know this land belongs to somebody. And all of a sudden, when they checked it out, they found the mace buried there. So you want to get the mace out of there to make this place tor that Kana can still walk through. So what's the halacha? You have to dig up the mace. And also, the sides of him also you have to pick up. So there shouldn't be any part of him left over. That's called Tavsasai, the sides of him. He said, "Lat b'sham lekarim b'kaim because manush loy l'shloisha dikumayim loy l'makom makom." Yeah, yeah.
This is
Eretz
Yisrael.
Now it's offer tichuach v'chayfer shloisha tefachim the kaka. It's 3 tefachim in the ground. The extra part that's also part of that. That also you have to clean away. All right, turn over. So where it says like this again, we learned that Hamoitzi Meis Mushkov Kedarkoi, so Noitle take it away Vyestav Sosai, the ground right next to it. What about Shnayim? Let's say all of a sudden in your backyard you find out that there were 2 Mason buried there. So still, you don't have to be afraid there was ever a base of Kvaras there. All you have to do is you want to make your backyard, your ground, Tor Noitlan, just to remove the 2 Mason. And the amount of ground that's sitting next to the 2 masons.